Now,
the rest of the story. When Fred Moore was 10, he often visited Lowell Park with his grandfather. The favorite public recreation there was swimming in the river. There was a beach for sunning and a pier for diving. Now, let me tell you that river swimming can be different from swimming in almost any other water. It's deceptively dangerous. In this particular river, the current ran 7 miles an hour. There was an unusually treacherous undertow. In fact, swimming was permitted only when the lifeguard was on duty. Only when the lifeguard was watching. Anyway, little Fred's grandfather always watched the boy carefully. There was a shallow water marker beyond which Fred was not allowed to swim. The temptation to do so was a raft moored out in the middle of the river, way out in the deep water, where only the better swimmers were supposed to go. But little Fred was told, "You forget about that raft." He said that he would. But one day, when grandfather had fallen asleep on the shore, the temptation proved too much for the boy, and he started dog paddling past the shallow water marker. No, he never made it to the raft. About two-thirds of the way, he sank straight to the bottom. He was strangely conscious of lying on the riverbed with a peaceful sensation that he was slowly floating away to somewhere. And he was. And yet he was retrieved from that abyss by the lifeguard, who somehow was able to dive down and find him in that murky water. And swimmers and sunbathers cheered as little Fred was towed back to the pier. And after he was pumped out, grandfather took him home. But 1 week later, the boy returned to Lowell Park Beach to learn the rest of the story. The lifeguard smiled when he recognized Fred. He said, "Come here, I want to show you something." And it was a log. It was a driftwood log about 7 feet long, which had been made into sort of a crude bench for the swimmers. And in this log, dozens of notches had been carved neatly, all in a row. The lifeguard pointed to the last notch. That one, he said, was for little Fred. For you see, each time the lifeguard saved a drowning swimmer, he carved another notch in the big log as a warning to others of the dangers of the river. It was a warning to Fred that if he wanted to stay lucky, he'd have to learn to swim the right way. And the lifeguard, a boy 7 years older than Fred, said he would teach him. After 6 summers at Lowell Park, 1927 through 1932, the lifeguard went on to other things, but as a reminder of his service, he left 77 notches in the old driftwood log, 77 lives saved, and more important, not one life lost. Yet what made the most profound impression on little Fred Moore was that his lifeguard friend had been so happy to rescue him, but what he wanted most for Fred was not to need rescuing, so he had taught the boy. Patiently, persistently, he had taught the boy to swim. And by the age of 12, Fred was a strong enough swimmer to swim across the wide river, bank to bank, on his own. Of course, he never forgot, nor will you, the lifeguard at Lowell Park back in hometown, Dixon, Illinois. The young man who had saved 77 lives and who had helped Fred to help himself, Ronald Reagan. The Ronald Reagan? The Ronald Reagan. And now you know the rest of the story.